About it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
And now a star is born. On May 22nd, 1970, the world welcomed little baby Naomi Campbell. The future supermodel came to the world at about 7 pounds.
And if you want a great career, you'll have to stay this weight.
Naomi Campbell, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats meet privately this morning to talk about whether President Trump should be impeached.
Democrats are frustrated by the administration's lack of cooperation when it comes to subpoenas and testimony. The full House could hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt and also go after former White House counsel Don McGahn, who failed to testify this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to strike the right balance among her members. Democrats are buoyed by the court case, which ruled against the president over his financial records. McGahn's absence only fueled the fire.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. It's been 2 days of tornado strikes in the southern plains. At least 2 people have died in Missouri. Kathy Linville's in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I told my son and my granddaughter to get in the bathroom. We pulled a mattress in there. By that time, we just heard boom, 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 boom. And it probably lasted maybe 30, 40 seconds. And we opened up the front door, and I had a pine tree in my front door.
The threat now in the plains is more flooding. This is Fox News.
You've tuned in to the Holy Grail of Morning Shows, starring Greg Budell.
I am an enchanter. There are some who call me Tim.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Jay Scott.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Emily Hayes.
Spank me. And spank me.
And me.
And me.
Yes.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Thanks very much.
So grab those coconut shells and let's gallop forward to Camelot. It's 3 men and a lady.
I have to push the pram along.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Yeah, let's not go to Camelot.
Let's get nuts!
Instead, that sounds like a plan to me. 3 men and a lady. Thanks. Glad somebody thought so. I'm Greg. Random facts coming up with Jay Scott following it with our pop quiz, and that is, says Emily Hayes.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Okay, so this is going to sound repetitive. It's about heat. And it's about no rain. I think the best news about the no rain this week is there are so many outdoor graduations coming up this week.
Yeah.
I remember principals that used to call me up and there were storms around and they were sweating it out, but Not to worry, no storms. In fact, just heat. Sunshine, hot today with a high around 94, low tonight 68, tomorrow's high 95, Thursday's high 96. I've got us at 97 Friday and 98 Saturday and 99 Sunday. Now, each one of those days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it looks like we'll either tie or break the record. Monday's high of 99 would tie the record of 1962, but I see some of the models want to take us to 100. That would be the all-time hottest temperature ever recorded in Montgomery, Alabama in the month of May since records began in 1872. Still in the upper 90s on Tuesday, and the beach forecast highs in the mid-80s for the next couple of days, upper 80s towards the weekend, and Gulf water temperature now at a season high of 83 at the moment. Right now, calm winds and partly cloudy skies, 83% humidity. The temperature is 68 at 707.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Random Facts with Jay coming up, and later on a quiz on what's dirtier. Not that kind of dirt. Everybody looks at me like, no, it's not. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's actually got to do with germs and things like that.
I see.
Filth.
The reason I am promoting this is you will be shocked.
Shocked.
To find out what is and what isn't all that dirty. Things that you may have assumed were clean are not. Sometimes when you're just plain sick, your doctor will phone in a prescription. They know what's going around. You got all the symptoms, so they call in a prescription. And if they call some pharmacies, well, you got to go pick it up or hope that somebody has enough time to run away from work or whatever they're doing to go get it for you. When you're driving in a really sickened condition, you are driving impaired, and you don't want to have to do that. That's why I urge you to consider Adams Drugs. And get all your prescriptions done there. It only takes them a few minutes to enter your information into their system. And it's the beginning of a beautiful thing, as Bogey once said. You're going to find people. I've been to 10 of the 12 locations. The consistency in the esprit de corps from place to place it's just incredible. These are people that are devoted to making you a customer for life. So if you're starting to feel like another face in a sea of faces at the box store, and they don't have time to go that extra limit to get you the lowest possible copay, to get your situation turned over because you've got to get somewhere soon, try Adams Drugs and experience real service. I call it Mayberry-esque, and I'm not exaggerating. It's very personal, warm, and friendly. There are 12 locations. You can enter us over the air. There is one near you. And there's a wellness clinic right up the street. You can get some information on what's available there at adamsdrugs.net.
Traffic is brought to you by Chambers. Check Chambers' Memorial Day sale for amazing deals throughout the store with savings up to 75% off. Check the store that saves you more. Check Chambers.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into our Wednesday rush hour, and we have a problem on the boulevard. It's at the Southern Boulevard and I-65. There's an accident right in front of the truck stop, so be careful there. The rest of the boulevard is moving along pretty well. We're starting to see some crowds, but there are no problems. If you're on the interstates, they are both rolling along at a speed limit ride. There's no problems on 65 or 85 this early in the morning. And if you're coming in on the 31 side of Wetumpka, you're a little bit busy out there. Be careful around the River Bridge and when you reach the boulevard. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
I have your note-taking devices handy. Random Facts will begin shortly, and it'll be followed by our usual $10 food outlet pop quiz. I already told you about one incredible deal.
$3.96. The ice cream?
Yeah, and $3.96.
That's insane.
That's exactly $3.03 less per gallon.
That's amazing.
Then they wanted the big change. $3.96 for the full half gallon of Bluebell. Coke products remain at $3 for a 12-pack. That is also the lowest price you're going to see locally. Barbecue sauces and so forth, all those things there. But for your grilling this weekend, for Memorial weekend.
Who's going to barbecue? Nobody will barbecue.
No. Well, don't bother then when corns on the cob are 2 for 88 cents.
Corns on the carb.
Corns on the cobs. Ballpark Franks, they're $1.50 a package. You don't have to go and save that kind of money on those. Western-style ribs, 98 cents a pound. Nah, you wouldn't want to go out of your way for a price like that,
would you? I prefer Eastern-style.
And T-bone steaks are $5.95 a pound. So you've got everything there to have a fantastic Memorial Day cookout, including potato chips, Lay's, the big bag, $2.25 each. So stop at Food Outlet and start saving. Like today would be a good day to start. You'll find three locations, one on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, Food Outlet on Main Street, any preferred community, and in Twice a Day Millbrook. Yes, they take breaks to grocery shop there.
Twice a day.
On Highway 14. It is 712. We got your local news. Now, I got to warn you. I'm going to try a convoluted intro today. There's a real good chance it ain't going to go the way I think.
If it doesn't go the way that you think.
Don't put more stress on me.
Don't have a conniption over it.
You know, okay, I promise. I'll make a deal with it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
I love when you experiment.
Yes, but just accept that sometimes your brilliance is too much for mere mortals.
We will love you.
And it may not work.
We will love you regardless.
Lord.
I don't even think the machine knows who set it off today. It's flying like crazy. Here's your news at 7:13. I got to do it because it's there.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Lottery legislation has stalled in the House of Representatives after supporters did not have enough votes to get the bill up for debate. This would be a state lottery played with paper tickets. 75% of proceeds would go to the general fund and 25% would go to the education budget. The city of Montgomery is seeing a tourism boost. City leaders say there is record growth in the city's hotel occupancy numbers. Room demand is up over 23,000 rooms sold from January to April. Much of this growth is credited to the Equal Justice Initiative. And the Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $123,000 to local groups. Some of the groups receiving money include the Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Family Sunshine Center, and Child Protect. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Here goes nothing.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Jeopardy with your host, Smart Alex Trebek.
Contestants, the Jeopardy categories are
Yo Mama, Lawyers, Cross the Road, and finally, Potpourri. Buddy, you won the draw.
I'll take Cross the Road for 100, Alex.
Answer to visit the family. Paula.
What is, why did the chicken cross the road to go to Popeyes?
Yes, well done. Choose.
I'll take Yo Mama for 200, Alex.
The answer in Yo Mama. It took her an hour to make minute rice. Artie.
What is Yo Mama so fat?
Incorrect. Buddy.
What is Yo Mama so ugly?
No, anyone. The correct response, Yo Mama so dumb. It took her an hour to make minute rice. Paula, you control the board.
Lawyers for 500, Alex.
Answer, the caterer. Artie.
What do you call the only nice person at the Bar Association dinner?
Correct. When we come back, final Jeopardy. And the category will be God and Moses playing golf. Stay with us.
And now, the answer is fun. The question is, what is?
Random.
Random.
Oh, you did do it.
Good boy.
Nice.
Your mother and I are proud of you.
I just want to point out, that's what I watched last night.
That
RV chase.
Oh, Cousin Eddie. Good Lord.
I mean, it was unreal.
Was anybody hurt in that?
No one was, I don't know about hurt. There might have been somebody hurt. But no one was killed.
Because that thing looks like Cousin Eddie's RV.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to see that, I know it's on my Facebook page, and a couple other people shared it as well, you can watch it in full.
I'll watch it after somebody puts Holiday Road behind it.
That's a great idea. Somebody do that for us, will you?
They did a nice big chunk of it there, didn't they?
Yeah, huge chunk ripped off the side of that. Did you know?
Huge.
The song Cake by the Ocean.
It's not about cake.
It sure isn't. It originated when the group DNCE's Swedish producers mistakenly translated Sex on the Beach in Swedish to Cake by the Ocean in English.
That's so funny.
The song reached number one in multiple countries and was certified gold.
And was heard on 96.1 KISS FM.
It's now a favorite drink.
As well as the
Cake
now
by the ocean.
Yeah, as well as the now defunct hits.
107.1. Oh, multitasking.
Did you know in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, the suicide rates for New Yorkers dropped significantly?
Well, what do they make of that, I wonder?
I don't know.
Renewed resolve?
His notion that in a time of crisis, societies come together and act for a combined purpose above that of the individual.
Yeah.
His idea is that it's hard to be depressed when you serve a purpose for your tribe.
I am. Yep.
They also pointed out that crime declined immediately after 9/11 as well.
That's interesting.
So, did you know in 1998, planetary scientist Eugene Shoemaker's ashes and his epitaph were launched into space on the Lunar Prospector spacecraft, where they landed on the moon as intended on July 31st, 1999. He is the only human to have remains on any celestial body aside from Earth.
What does his epitaph say?
I don't know.
Get me out of here.
Oh, wait, here it is. A brass full wrapping of Shoemaker's memorial caps inscribed with images of the Hale-Bopp comet. The last comet that Shoemaker observed together. And a quotation from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, reading, "And when he shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night and pay no worship to the garish sun."
That sounds like a Woody Goose song.
Right.
I'm going to rewrite mine now.
Somebody stole your epitaph. Did you know that American Idol alumni Catherine McPhee is getting married to a 70-year-old man?
Yeah, this is not new news.
David Foster.
Not new news.
It's not new news? I didn't know it. That's the first time I've heard about it.
Oh, yeah, it's been a whole thing.
Well, lucky him.
Is David Foster the composer?
I think so.
She's done a lot of Broadway stuff since American Idol, and she was on a couple of television shows.
And
who did she lose to?
She was the runner-up on the fifth season.
Who? I think Aaron Hicks.
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks, yeah.
Aaron Hicks, he's an outfielder for the Yankees.
But, and he was on American Idol?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on his baseball card.
Wow. Yeah, it was Taylor
Hicks. Oh, we had a home run last night, by the way.
Taylor Hicks.
It's funny you bring up Taylor Hicks because today, like in my Facebook memories, is a photo of me and Taylor Hicks from Hangout Fest years ago.
Years. He played Hangout Fest?
Yeah, no. He didn't play Hangout Fest. He was just down there.
Okay.
Was he ever at South Sounds?
Don't be rude.
I'm sorry. Can't help myself.
No, yes, you can. There's no need to be rude.
South Sounds.
Did Aaron Hicks ever show up for South Sounds?
Never heard of Aaron Hicks until this morning.
He's quite a baseball player.
There it is. Day two, Hangout, 8 years ago. Old Lady Hayes and Taylor Hicks. Yes, I'll show the class.
Be a lot cooler if it was Aaron Hicks.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known who it was.
Oh, look at there.
Yeah.
Well,
is his eye looking in one direction there?
What? Maybe it was, late in the day. There were drinks.
Okay. I wasn't talking about your eyes.
I have my sunglasses on still.
Well, that's how you know how that works.
Yeah, ain't my first rodeo.
Did you know that Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
Who hadn't released an album of new material since 1979 was finishing up an album titled Chuck when he passed away in 2017.
Chuck.
Yeah. That album would have included a song called Lady Be Good, a follow-up to Johnny Be Good, nearly 60 years after the original was released.
Are they going to...
Yeah, are we ever going to hear it?
This was in 2017. I do not know if it ever... I don't know whatever happened to it. Let's open up the tab here and see if we can get an answer for you. This comes from the Knox News.
Knox, like Knoxville?
Yep, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Don't knock it.
Chuck Berry. Berry, he died on March. He was finishing up when he died this year at age 90. The finished product, set for release June 9th, doesn't sound like the work of a 90-year-old. Throughout the 10 tracks, Berry is in good voice and good humor. 8 of the songs were written by Berry, including Lady Be Good. He'd been working on the disc for several years with a group he performed with regularly at a St. Louis club. The band included his children.
Wow.
Charles Berry Jr. and Ingrid Berry.
Oh.
Bassist Jimmy Marsala. A drummer, Keith Robinson. Tom Morello.
Gary Clark Jr.
Tom Morello, Nathaniel Rateliff. And Charles Berry III, his grandson, also make guest appearances on the disc.
That's a star-studded record, y'all.
Yeah, I guess it did get released. I don't remember a thing about it.
Me either.
Look for an album called Chuck.
Lady Be Good may be the name of a song, but it's also the name of a B-24 Liberator bomber that was part of a big mystery during World War II. Dun, dun.
There comes the news.
Breaking news.
Is that breaking news?
Is it an engineer from Channel 8? Is at the door needing to get in? So that's what that is.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Did you know the use of Iron Curtain as applies to the Cold War was coined by...
Winston Churchill.
That is correct. But where?
It's St. Louis, Missouri.
That is correct as well.
The United States of America.
God, you're a savant. Just boom.
Now, give me my prize.
Where was he speaking in St. Louis, do you know?
At,
God, you just...
If I have time, it's not the University of Missouri.
It isn't, no.
It's something else that's not that well known.
Well, it shares the name with Winston's, not his birthplace, but where he spent most of his time in his heyday.
Oh, Poland?
No. No. He was speaking at a place called Westminster College.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that. I thought it was a different university.
Yeah, yeah. You gave it your best effort, and that's all anybody can ask of you.
Descended down like an iron curtain across Europe.
The British Parliament in London, where he gave most of his speeches, is coincidentally in the suburb of Westminster. That was the relation. Did you know that Osama bin Laden was a big fan of some television shows? He loved Miami Vice.
Is that right?
The Wonder Years.
Oh.
You're kidding! Ugh.
And MacGyver.
The Wonder Years. That just blows me away.
He also had an obsession with Whitney Houston. He wanted.
What?
Well, you know, her hologram is going on tour.
He wanted to marry her, and he talked about having her husband, Bobby Brown, murdered.
Oh my land.
And I kid you not, they did find a lot of porn on his on his computer.
I posted a picture the other day of a ranch from the 70s, and it looked like any college campus in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry if you're looking for superhero names, because the term super moist is trademarked by General Mills.
Oh. For cakes.
It's super moist.
It's awkward.
It's dung beetle and whatever.
Stink bug and dung beetle.
Super moist.
Oh, you know what? I got a dung fact.
Oh, how lucky are we?
Coming up, well, dung beetle fact anyway.
Are you almost done with random facts?
Yeah, in 2016, more than half of all Americans forfeited vacation days, amounting to 206 million unused vacation days worth some $66.4 billion.
Wow.
Sad. You know why? People were afraid that if they took a couple of days off, they'd lose their job.
It's true.
Yeah,
sucked.
Yeah, those employees who forfeit their vacation days do not perform as well as the ones who use all of their vacation time.
Well, everybody was nervous for a time there.
Did you know that dung beetles, here we go, they navigate using compass neurons in their brains while they roll dung balls. I don't know why that has anything to do with anything. During the day, the neurons respond to the position of the sun, and at night, they respond to polarized light. In the absence of polarized light, like on a moonless night, they will then use the Milky Way.
You're kidding. Yeah.
This is amazing to know about.
I just hope that
a beetle does this?
A dung beetle, yeah.
I just hope the dung beetles get together, back together sometime.
Yeah, that's the first comment. I can't say what they say, but I'll point it to Emily so she can see.
Dung Ringo is holding out.
She's going to have to write that down and show the rest of the class so you'll know what that comment says. And finally... The dung beetles are a... Yeah, there you go.
A blanky cover band. Okay.
Yeah. Did you know the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is 104 acres and is the largest and most expensive embassy in the world? It is nearly as large as Vatican City.
Wow.
Those are your random facts.
Good job, Jay.
Yeah, we
thank you, Emily.
Okay, and we will have our pop quiz question in a moment. There's only one answer to the question, where do I take my car when I want it to look as good as new, maybe better?
Montgomery Paint and Body, y'all.
For $50. Emily.
She's on it.
The man with the ethical standard that's behind Montgomery Paint and Body, can you answer with a question, Emily Hayes?
Who is Donnie Turner?
Well done.
Yo mama.
Roll Tide.
The son of Donnie Turner.
Brandon.
Who is Brandon?
She was first.
Yeah, but she didn't answer in the form of a question.
Oh!
I didn't catch. What a lousy Jeopardy host I am. But what a great place to get your car looking good again. Not just good. Good as new, maybe better. That's the goal each and every time. No matter how damaged your vehicle's been in a wreck, sometimes you look out and you just shake your head and say, oh, man. There's no way they can fix this, but guess what? More often than not, there is a way, and that way includes no shortcuts, so the outcome is the best possible. So when you see your car for the first time, having been through an accident, after all the paperwork and all the rest of the dreck you have to suffer through, Montgomery Paint and Body delivers a vehicle that is almost like showroom new. Only thing missing is that tag that was in the window when you first bought it. That's the standard of Montgomery Paint and Body. Has become the gold standard for automobile body repair here in the River Region. On the Boulevard at East Shirley.
Shirley. East Shirley. Shirley, you mean Shirley.
Shirley.
I am serious.
It's on East Shirley Lane, Shirley.
Say that fast five times. 27 Rec with a W is the number. Now we got to clear the phones before we can do the pop quiz. David?
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Yes, our embassy in Baghdad, it cost $1 billion to build.
That's huge.
With a B.
That's a lot for an embassy. Is there anybody there these days?
I don't know, but it's a beautiful embassy, that's for sure. If you haven't seen it.
For $1 billion, it better be.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, we'll know what it's worth when they list it with Eddie Bader.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get on to our pop quiz. Thanks so much for
homes,
the
homes, condos, embassies, Eddie Bader.
Embassies.
And now it's time for Jay's $10 food outlet pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we learned that Chuck Berry was working on an album in 2017. It would have been his first of new material since 1979. What was the name of that album?
Dung Beetle.
Okay, 272-9228. Give us that answer. 272-9228. First person in with the winning answer wins a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. You have 2 gallons of Bluebell ice cream with that and money left over. We'll take calls now at 272-9228.
We are rolling through our morning rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has an eye on the traffic. We're starting to see quite a bit of traffic around the Air Force Base gate, so be careful if you're in that area. Also, the traffic in the downtown area is starting to build up, so look out on Madison Avenue. There's no problems on the interstates. Everybody is moving along just fine this morning. Watch out for the traffic around you. If you're on the boulevard, it's mostly stop and go at the traffic lights. We still have the police working the accident in front of the truck stop at the intersection of I-65. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, you know what? He may be calling himself Old Cooter, but Old Cooter got in first on this one, so let's see if he can give us the answer to today's pop quiz question.
I'm not completely certain, but I think it was called Chuck.
That is correct.
Good job.
Oh, my golly gee. Thank you, guys.
$10 of shopping at Food Outlet for you, Cooter.
Now my kids can eat this week.
Bless it.
Oh, jeez.
I appreciate y'all guys every day.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We got to get some information from you. And Jay's getting ready to bug it. No pun intended after the stink bug thing. But
he's gonna leave. Take his leave.
Very important mission today. Right now it's 7:34.
Rich Thomas Weather. Brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets. Across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Check out my morning video this morning. You'll see that each day is going to get hot. Over the next several days, and in fact, we may break the all-time May record here over the next few days, right on through the holiday weekend. For today's sunshine, with a high temperature up to about 94, that would be the hottest of the year so far. Tonight's low 68, probably not a record today. Tomorrow's high of 95, that will tease the record. Thursday, 96, Friday, 97, 98 on Saturday. I've got us at 99 Sunday. Now, any one of these days, we could sneak up to 100. If we do that, it would be the hottest temperature ever recorded in the month of May here in the state of, well, here in Montgomery. Let's put it that way. Records began in 1872. I've got us 99 or 100 on Memorial Day as well. So upper 90s will continue on Tuesday, and right now this morning, with fog in a few spots, I see Greenville's down to a quarter of a mile visibility. It's pretty good in, here in the capital city as far as no fog. 93% relative humidity, though. Temperature is 68 with calm winds, partly cloudy skies, 735. Talk to you about a special place called Dillon Rings. They're located off the Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. It's a special place because, well, I mean, you're going to be instantly at home when you go in there and visit Josh and Leslie. Family-owned business since 1993. I recently went and visited them because I wanted to see for myself some of Josh's creations. So I got to see some of them in person. Plus, I got to see some pictures of stuff that he created. He's got this this picture gallery, if you will. It's in a book, and he shows me the stuff, and there's a story behind each one of them. So what it is you go in and you tell Josh your story about your loved one and tell him what occasion we're talking about here, and then he creates something. It's pretty amazing as well. And by the way, they also repair all kinds of jewelry, all kinds of custom jewelry repaired there, and they have on showcase jewelry from around the world as well. So you've got maybe some birthdays, some anniversaries coming up. Never too early to talk about the holidays. Go by and see them. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens on the Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. Closed Sunday and Monday, but open Tuesday through Friday, I should say, from 10 to 6, and Saturday 10 to 3. So experience the difference when you go to Dylan Rinks.
Thank you, Rich. At 7:36, we could play True the Baloney this morning or look at a conundrum. But
well,
remember,
we did vote.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not a consensus.
I mean, I think I'm the odd person out on that, so.
Anybody surprised?
We have you.
Bye.
Stay cool. Stay cool, man.
Here's the thing. We have a True the Baloney on famous people and places they may or may not have worked.
Okay.
So we have that option as well. But we're not even close to being ready to do that. Remember on TV we talked about neat people versus messy people?
Uh-huh, we did.
And I made the rash comment, I don't trust a desk that's too clean.
Okay.
Bo Holt sent us a photo of his desk at work, and he says, I suppose this means that you don't trust me.
Well, I would be, you know what I would compare that to? My mom's living room. We did everything
in
the family room.
The one you can
room.
Sit in?
The one you're
not supposed to sit in?
You really...
That's for company?
Yeah, it's for company. It's for good. You know, it's too clean. You don't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spent most of our time in the basement.
We had the family room.
Yeah.
Actually, that desk is so clean. That looks like a setup at a store.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it does. It does look like, yeah.
The desk, the speakers, the telephone.
Look at his view, though. Oh, that's right. It's a wall.
Bo, we love you. Thanks for sending that and humiliating me. It's 7:38, Fox Business, your local news. And then we're back with today's good news story with news anchorwoman Emily Hayes.
From the Fox Business Network, Target is reporting an upbeat spring quarter and is standing by its forecast for the year. Comparable sales were up 4.8% from a year ago, and online sales increased 42%. It's been adding toys to attract shoppers who used to go to Toys R Us. It's been updating stores, adding private brands, and has renovated hundreds of locations. Target shares are rallying on the news. However, home improvement chain Lowe's is reporting a mixed quarter. It says higher costs cut into its earnings. Federal judge says Qualcomm used its dominant position in the cell phone chip business to charge excessive licensing fees, and it suppressed competition in the business. The judge agreed with a Federal Trade Commission lawsuit that dates back to 2017. The government accused Qualcomm of using anti-competitive tactics. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month's supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The city of Montgomery is seeing a tourism boost. City leaders say there is record growth in the city's hotel occupancy numbers. Room demand is up over 23,000 rooms sold from January to April. Much of this growth is credited to the Equal Justice Initiative. Lottery legislation has stalled in the House of Representatives after supporters did not have enough votes to get the bill up for debate. This would be a state lottery played with paper tickets. 75% of proceeds would go to the general fund and 25% would go to the education budget. And the Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $123,000 to local groups. Some of these groups receiving money include the Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Family Sunshine Center, and Child Protect. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Try to make it my outdoor habit of putting on repellent spray. 'Cause whenever I'm outside, there's those little black flies, and it doesn't really help just to shoo them away. Yeah, they sure can wreck a good barbecue. My body, they sure love to eat. Yeah, they're teeny, they're meany. When they bite, I'm itchy. Here I'm cooking out, and it has me freaking grilling cheeseburgers and swatting flies. Those little darn things you can't see, but they bite. They're attacking me all day and all night. I'm grilling cheeseburgers and swatting flies.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
roast.
Which is exactly what we're going to do the next few days, right?
You can get the weather and the winning word in the same word today. Roast is the word. Now, if you've never tried it, you know, not too many restaurants actually serve pot roast. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Not too many places have it.
That's very true.
But it's Grandma's, Nana's recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. They can make it into a sandwich, or they can make it into a dinner bowl for you, which includes garlic mashed potatoes, beef and mushroom gravy, green beanie weenies, and crispy onion rings, and a side of Texas toast. I am ready for one of those right now. But roast is the word, and that's the word I'll ask you to call me with this afternoon, sometime between 3 and 6, this being Wednesday, and this being the night we gather at Bomb Hours. It'll probably be early in the show at some point. 272-9228 should have our number programmed in so you can win a pine fries like lunch for two at Bomb Hours Victory Grill.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Start reading.
Hello, hi, it's me, Emily. I'm in a different seat and everything feels weird. That's not the good news. That's just me telling you what's up, even though you didn't ask. Which is what I do. A mother of four named Becca, who lives in northeast Minnesota, has a little toddler, a couple years old. And about 2 years ago, her daughter had a seizure. And the first person to show up when her daughter had this seizure was a volunteer firefighter named Bill. She could tell it wasn't just another call for him. He really cared. Thankfully, her daughter was okay. She's about 3 years old now and doing great. But it turns out that 66-year-old Bill was dealing with his own health issues. Back in October, Becca ran into him at a fundraiser where he happened to be the bartender. Mm-hmm. And the t-shirt he had on caught her attention. It said, "My name is Bill, and I'm in end-stage kidney failure." It turns out he was born with only one kidney, and he had been having issues with it for a while. He needed a new one, or he'd have to go on dialysis and might not make it. So to thank him for helping her family, Becca got tested and found out they were a match. The transplant happened in February, and they're both doing very well.
That's an amazing story.
Their families have become pretty close because of it, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Bill and his wife don't have any grandkids, but now their fridge is covered in artwork from all of Becca's kids, and they're all planning a mini vacation together this summer. How great is
very
that?
Cool.
That's your good news, y'all.
Yay!
Questions to ask God, and I probably... be the next one there because I'm the older statesman in the group.
You got into that last hour, though.
Why are there two kidneys? So if one fails, you have a backup.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have two livers or two.
That's right.
Can you turn me up a little bit?
Why was that the only organ that gave us a backup?
Maybe ran out of room.
Yeah, we could be kind of oddly shaped if we had two of everything.
Is there enough room for another liver? No.
Someone just called to see who was answering calls. I answered Bridget.
Oh.
I believe they were looking for Amy.
Who will the next caller be?
So they hung up. They laughed as they hung up. I'm on to you.
I need you guys to chat for a second because I've got emergency veterinary stuff going on here and I need to instruct Mr. Bitterbuttle.
Rich.
Bridget. What is it?
You know, it's my weather week, and it's just sunny and hot.
I know.
Like, I think it's made some other people jealous.
Yeah, it is sunny and hot. You know, the fact is there's so many graduations going on this week. That is a good thing that it's not raining.
Speaking of graduations, mm-hmm. I believe I saw the mayor attend a graduation dinner last night when I was out for Taco Tuesday.
He's just such a great guy. He has to pop in. He has to be at so many ribbon cuttings, so many grand openings, so many events, so many graduations.
So many Rich Thomas days.
Oh, man.
That's true. You'll always have Rich Thomas Day.
Mayor Todd is just a busy guy. And he's at the end of his term.
By the way, if you want a perspective, everybody loves to complain about the mayor. And all you need is some perspective. Go to my Facebook page and see what's happening in Los Angeles right now and some of the other places around this country. We are doing far better than most. And that even includes crime. You know, obviously the goal should be no crime. But it happens here, so we see it as the big deal. But it's unreal. Look what's going on in San Francisco.
Yeah.
They still putting flowers in their hair?
No, they're planting them in the poop they put on the sidewalk.
That's gross, Greg.
You know,
that's what's going on there. Needles, human... You can get fined. There's a hilarious Mimi going around.
Mimi.
It's a little Shih Tzu, and the Shih Tzu is saying, people can poop in the street, but you can. My owner can get fined $350 if he doesn't pick up mine. That's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah. That is interesting. Can you imagine the shoes that somebody has to fill when our mayor is replaced? He's done such an incredible job. I'd hate to be the next guy or woman that has to take the mayor's place.
That's a tough job. It's all a tough job, and it's easy for everybody to sit back and criticize because everybody has an idea of how they would do it, and you think it's so easy till you get there and realize exactly what's all involved.
And you don't run for mayor to make money. I don't know what Mayor Strange makes, but it's not enough. There's just no compensation for being.
Yeah.
And let's hope, this is the most important part, let's hope that whoever it ends up being, you know, that people act in concert, that all races, everybody's going to be on the same page and pick the person that has the best plan, you know, right. The best ideas.
Exactly.
I'll vote for anybody as long as I like what they've got to say and I believe that they're going to do what they say.
I just hope we don't stop the progress that he's made.
No, it's amazing. Look, I've been, I'm only here 14 years. That's been long enough to see some amazing things happen.
Yep.
So,
I don't think I trust most politicians anymore.
Well, yeah, and they've earned that. Trust me. They've earned that great, more on a national level than local, but we've had some winners here, too. just to maybe an honor one of those, we'll play at the top of the hour open that Rusty produced, starring Alvin Holmes.
Hey, on line one, if you want to talk to anybody, we have William B.
William B.
Good morning. How is everybody this morning?
We're just entertaining ourselves here, that's all.
Okay. Yeah, I hear Jay is getting air conditioning today.
Yep, it's Jay's cooler. Jay's going to chill today.
He's partying like it's 1942 when air conditioning was first available in homes.
What's next for him? Indoor plumbing?
Maybe. He is pretty fond of that outhouse, though.
He's been eyeing a refrigerator.
Yeah, he's just got the ice box. Bless him.
Yeah. But hey, Greg.
Yes.
I wasn't going to call in, but. I just wanted to let you know, man. I hate to hear that about Hershey. Keep it posted, man. Keep it posted.
Well, he's on his way to Carter Hill, and he's going to be in the best possible hands with Kate Armstrong. So we'll just have to see. I appreciate your concern, though, man. Thank you so much. It is 7:53. Good Lord, this hour has gone by.
Good Lord. Why is somebody else calling?
When does News and Views begin?
News Talk.
Hour and 7 shopping minutes
right now.
Let's talk about Jack Ingram.
Emily, Bridget, Amy.
Every year, in fact, my first Memorial weekend here, I spent about half of it at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard. And that's when I was first introduced to that incredible group of people. It's such a stable organization. It's a little turnover over the years. And this year, they decided to do their Memorial Day weekend sale a little differently, like making it a month-long event. And that's how things are priced. From the certified pre-owned department, you're going to be able to find certified pre-owned Jack Ingram signature used cars with very low mileage, with the new car smell, with warranties that can be extended above and beyond the warranty time that's left, discounted as much as $1,500 to $2,000 from their current price. In the category that we like to feature, vehicles available under 10, one of the safest cars on the road, the Volkswagen Jetta, is in good supply, anywhere from just under 7 to well below $10,000 in that category. Car that's great for a new driver. A lot of folks are going to be shopping for a vehicle because somebody's going off to school and you want to send them in something that can be trusted. The place to do that, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, the guy to see, Tip Tames, who heads up an incredible team. Their finance department can work with virtually any credit issue. So don't write yourself out of a vehicle at Jack Ingram until you talk to them and they'll get you the lowest possible rate. They've done it for thousands over the years. Browse online right now at jackingram.com. 7:55, let's see how the roads are moving.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Your Wednesday morning. Traffic is busy. Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and the downtown area is pretty crowded, especially around Madison Avenue. If you're coming off of I-85 on South Union Street, watch out. There's quite a few folks rolling with you there. We don't see any problems on I-85 itself. It's moving along at a speed limit ride. There is a delay, as always, in the mornings at I-65 in the downtown area, so be careful there. The Boulevard traffic is bunching up around the intersections, and the police are still working the accident in front of the TA truck stop at I-65 in the Boulevard, so be careful there. You can change your life right now. Choose your path, and Trenum State Community College will show you how. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This 3 seconds is brought to you by a goat that yells like a person.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Chuck Chambers Memorial Day sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Chuck Chambers.
Chuck Chambers. Chuck Chambers.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday, the day we never pronounce correctly. Wednesday?
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Ugh.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City.